Jumalan armo,
the grace of God, who is powerful and which is powerful in the weak. God's grace, which is greater, which we can comprehend, may it be with us this morning. We will cross our hands and pray for our service blessing for this day and for this sermon.
Jumala, rakas taivallinen isä.
God, our Heavenly Father,
että olemme saaneet herätä uuteen seurapäivään.
We thank you that we have been able to wake up to a new service day.
Jota olet meidän elämäämme antanut.
We thank you for all those good things that you have given into our lives. We thank you for that blessing and protection
isänmaamme eteen antanut,
which you have bestowed upon our fatherland. We thank you for our fatherland. We thank you for the many seasons and their changes. We thank you for this beautiful summer day. And that in nature you also show your greatness.
Sinä tiedät meidät kaikki.
Father, you know us all.
Meidät täällä teltassa.
You know us here in the service tent,
kotona,
in our lodgings, at home,
ehkä
at institutions or
tiedät,
workplaces.
Mitä meidän sydämemme ja sielumme tällä hetkellä.
You know what our hearts at this moment desire and need. Give us those words. Remember orphans and widows and those who are weighed down by their heavy burdens. Bring comfort through your word into their lives as well. Give us the strength to believe. Give us visions of hope. Give us a hunger for your word so that we would gladly listen to your word and learn from it. We ask for a service blessing. Bless the spoken word. Bless it so that the word would bring you glory and for the salvation of our souls. For these things, we ask, Father, this morning, bless us, your congregation. Amen. For the introduction of this sermon and our topic of study today, I will read from the Gospel of St. John, its 20th chapter, from its 19th verse,
29 asti,
until verse 29.
Jeesuksen nimeen.
The words are heard in Jesus' name.
Samana päivänä, viikon ensimmäisenä, opetuslapset olivat koolla.
Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be unto you." Then said he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus saith unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed." Amen. Tempted and feeling out of place at this place to serve God's holy congregation, I ask for the forgiveness of sins. I want to believe in this way, and in the same way, if there is someone who is troubled here this morning, you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. It is how we can safely begin this service day, asking God for his protection today. This passage takes us to the events following Easter, to those Easter events of Easter that changed history and were significant for all of us. And the message that we have been heard so much at these services as well is that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and gave us hope for a new life and a light onto our path. In this portion of the Bible, the disciples were gathered behind locked doors because they were afraid. Many events had occurred, and the disciples were naturally feeling bewildered and afraid of what would happen next. They had already experienced and seen much when they had followed Jesus closely.
Jeesus ilmestyi lukittujen ovien taakse.
Jesus appeared behind the locked doors, wishing them peace.
Minun rauhani minä annan teille, en sitä, jonka maailma tarjoaa, vaan rauhani.
My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, but my peace. God's peace, a person who carries God's peace on their own conscience and within themselves, is happy and blessed. And the peace is so marvelous and cannot be offered by this world. When there is peace in the heart and sins are forgiven, there is no better situation and no better way of being. You can leave everything in God's hands under his mighty hand carried by him. What kind of peace does the world offer?
jota maailma antaa.
It is said here that not that kind of peace as the world gives.
On erityislaatuinen ominaisuutinen.
Yesterday, as we heard,
erilaisuutinen ja ihmisellä on myös oma tunto ja sielu, joka on luotu. Ja
that we have all of our own characteristics and qualities.
Meitä.
And we also have a conscience and a soul. And the conscience guides us toward what is right and warns us against evil and leads us toward repentance. A clear conscience can be peaceful. It can be awakened. And when the conscience is awakened, we pray and ask
Jumalan rauhaa ja saisi
kuulla, that the person may feel God's peace.
Evankeliumin suloisen sanoman.
And could hear in that moment the sweet message of the gospel.
Omatunto voi olla myös paatunut ja se on
the conscience can also
ja huono tilanne, jos
be dimmed.
Paatumuksen rauhaa.
And this is not a harmful. This is a harmful situation. If a person carries a hardened heart, this no sin is felt, and as a result, we sin against our neighbor and also against God. Our conscience can be nurtured under God's word and through God's word. And God's word, we can hear the comfort of the gospel and thus be encouraged in our faith and to live as children of God.
Me saamme olla kaikki jakamassa ja
we can all sharing and experiencing this peace, extending it even to those people who do not yet own it. God may lead us into various situations, various discussions, and in this way God uses us as helpers of his work. And in this way, he carries out his own work all the way until the end.
Tämä rauha, jonka Jeesus opetuslapsille jätti.
This peace that Jesus left with the disciples.
Pitää kiinni ja sitä jakaa, sitä rauhaa vaalia.
It is worth holding on to.
Kodeissamme ja kotisijoneissa.
In our homes and in our congregations,
olla julistamassa ja jakamassa,
so that we can be proclaiming God's peace.
Lukittujen ovien takana tapahtuu
behind the locked doors.
Ihme ja tällainen
a miracle also took place, a kind of a recruitment.
Niin kuin isä on lähettänyt,
or calling to service.
Niin minä lähetän teille.
When Jesus said, just as the Father has sent me, I send you.
Tehtäviä opetuslapsille ja lähetti.
Jesus gave a task to his disciples and sent them out to preach that same message
puhui,
that John the Baptist had spoken of. And that Jesus himself had spoken. And to this, the disciples were called, and he continues to call us to do this work today.
Niin lähettikö Jeesus heidät tyhjin käsin ilman työkaluja?
But when Jesus sent the disciples, did he send them empty-handed without tools? No, Jesus gave his disciples power and the tools for that task, saying,
Pyhän hengen kautta.
Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Sitä työtä on tehty.
Through the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Holy Spirit, that work is done, and that work continues today. And how we have so wonderfully heard about this in the services as well. How the Holy Spirit guides the sermons.
Sitten tässä on myös yksi mielenkiintoinen kohta, kun tämä
preaching the gospel
lukittujen ovien takana.
There's also an interesting point here as this took place behind locked doors. I wonder if this is a picture
omilleen. Tämä ei
that Jesus gave this task
tai turuilla, vaan
of the Holy Spirit only for his own.
Jeesus tämän pyhän hengen antoi omilleen.
This did not happen in a public space, but behind locked doors.
Synnit anteeksi, ne ovat anteeksi annetut.
Saying, whosoever sins they remit, they are remitted unto them.
Ja pyhän hengen välikäteenä tätä tehtävää voidaan tehdä.
This work is only done through the Holy Spirit.
Ja toisen ihmisen saarnaamana ja vapauttamana.
And heard through another person's preaching.
Että ihminen voisi rukouksessa.
The Bible does not here teach either
saada syntinsä anteeksi,
that a person could through prayer directly receive their sins forgiven.
Niin kuin se hyvä tapa on ja meitäkin siihen varmasti tarvitaan.
Or by going as, although it is a good practice,
ehtoollisella
by attending worship services and Holy Communion.
Mutta
although they strengthen our faith and hope, the forgiveness of sins happens only through the Holy Spirit spoken by other believers. This is what the Bible teaches us. And this portion also continues, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained.
Olisi sellainen, jonka haluaisi jättää välistä tai unohtaa.
Somehow this feels like a part that it would be nice to skip or forget.
Mutta näinkin Raamattu opettaa, että voi
that
olla tilanteita.
It feels as though I just like to forgive and share the gospel.
Että syntejä ei ole helppo antaa anteeksi.
But even so, the Bible mentions here that there may be situations where it is not easy to forgive.
Joka ei ollut tässä ensimmäisellä kerralla.
Then there is a discussion here also about Thomas.
Ilmestyi opetuslapsille.
He was not present the first time that Jesus appeared to the disciples. It is not told where Thomas had been or whether he had been away many times. But at this moment, when Jesus appeared, he was not present. Where was Thomas? Perhaps he had a momentary break in connection with his believers and traveling companions. Or what was the situation? It can sometimes be that this connection with other people is broken. And it can happen just as it did to Thomas, that one says, I do not believe unless I see. We are speaking of a serious and important matter, that this connection with other believers is so important to us that we remain members of the body of Christ. A person cannot make it alone.
yhteyden toisiin Jumalan lapsiin ja Jumalan seurakuntaan,
niin but if a person loses connection with other children of God and with God's congregation, the same thing can happen as did to Thomas.
Jos se on hetkellisesti katkennut,
but can this connection be restored? It can.
On
even in these services, there are many who have been called into God's house, into the fellowship of God,
ystäviä,
out of unbelief, but also those who have lost this gift of faith. This connection to God can be restored by believing sins forgiven. It is a simple matter. It's nothing more than to believe that your sins are forgiven. When we were driving to Kauhava on Wednesday, and we're listening to the broadcast of summer services. Surely many of you were doing the same. As you make your way here, and the destination is this Kauhava service field. Along the way, the radio connection may cut. There may be unfamiliar voices or music on that radio frequency until the connection is restored and the sound comes through again clearly. This can also happen on the journey of faith. Things that come into your life so that the voice of the Holy Spirit, the voice of the congregation, or the voice of Mother Sarah fades away. And instead, there is all this noise and foreign things for the believer in their heart. This kind of connection, a connection of faith and a connection to other children of God, we must cherish and nurture through God's word and the
gospel.
It may well be that when this connection fades and falters, so does attendance at services. Our pathway to church becomes overgrown, and this connection to other children of God is severed. Things may begin to seem very complicated and difficult. We only see the negative aspect or weeds in the Garden of Gethsemane. Surely we humans have our share of weeds, since we are ordinary people. There may be these obstacles to faith. It can also be true that when we build our weekly schedule,
joka on pyhitetty
Jumala, and Sunday as the day of rest,
on tämän päivän pyhittänyt sanalleen,
which is set aside for God's word. God has set this day apart for his word.
Asioita, että seura tapahtuma,
it may be so that things start to pile up
siihen päivän ohjelmaan,
so that services do not all of a sudden fit into the day's schedule. Instead, it is filled with other things.
Kun oman ruumiin kehon huolto,
even good things,
voi tulla,
for example, taking care of our own bodies can become an obstacle to attending church.
Että jos oikein pitkälle menee, niin
omasta
ruumiista tulee.
It may be so that if it goes far enough, one's own body becomes a false god and is worshipped as such, that we no longer remember the meaning and importance of the Sabbath. The most important matter is forgotten.
Näissäkin seuroissa on
even at these services,
paljon.
We have prayed much.
Aamu- ja iltarukoukset.
We have prayed a morning and evening prayer. We have prayed for others.
Lukeneet esirukouksia.
We have heard those prayers of intercession.
Kun me
they are moving.
Kuulemme ja rukoilemme matkaystävien.
When we hear and pray those troubles of our fellow travelers.
Että Jumala on kuullut rukouksia.
But we can also hear those reasons for joy that God has heard his children's prayers and God remembers and carries us. These are also nice to listen to. Does God hear our prayers? God hears our prayers. It has been said that a sigh is heard as a cry to God's ears. And God answers in his own time and in his own way. And God may answer in a different way than we perhaps imagine or expect. I will tell you an example of the power of prayer,
jonka olen ehkä saanut. Meillä on sellainen 86 vuosimallin asuntovaunu.
We have an old camper from the year 86. And all of you who have a camper trailer like this know that when you are packing the trailer for summer services,
jämäkän teipin
lisäksi, in between zip ties and duct tape,
matkaan, ja
you might also end up with some frustrations along for the ride.
Vanhan vaunun omistaminen, mutta
owning an old camper trailer
jopa niin ison vaunun,
involves quite a bit of work.
Omalle tontillekaan mahtuisi tuolla majoitusalueella. Ja se olisi minusta mukavaa.
But I think I'd even deserve a camper trailer that big that it would not even fit on my own lot.
Näyttää vahvasti siltä, että
I think it would be a
tulossa vävyyksin mies,
would be nice.
Korjaa työkseen asuntovaunuja.
I've even sighed about it sometimes, how difficult this setup is. But now we are going to have a son-in-law who specializes in fixing these camper trailers. So maybe God has heard or seen that prayer in this way. God hears our prayers. He answers them in his own way and in his own time.
Jumala tietää meidän tarpeet. Jumala tietää meidän toiveet.
We do not always know what's best for ourselves. God knows us all. He knows our needs, our desires, even before we open our mouths.
Yksi näistä opetuslapsista.
Thomas, who was one of those disciples,
lukittujen ovien takana toisella kerralla,
and was behind the locked doors the second time that Jesus appeared.
Jeesus pyysi Tuomaksen lähelleen.
Jesus asked Thomas to come closer to him.
Että ojenna sormesi.
Ojenna and asked Thomas to reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side.
Älä ole epäuskoinen, vaan
be not faithless, but believing.
Joskus Jumala ottaa ihmisen lähelleen.
Sometimes God draws a person close to him. He draws them close into his care. And that is what we sometimes need so that we may experience the greatness and strength of God. We can feel, as Thomas did, that my Lord and my God, you I want to trust in, and you are everything to me.
Iso, mutta toisaalta
in this task that I am in, which is quite a big one from a human perspective, on the other hand, it has allowed me to experience God's care, a sense of peace and security when I have been remembered and carried from many directions and many occasions.
Kannamme sanan palvelijoita.
It is good that we remember the servants of the word and their duties.
Kun me tulemme seuroihin, me saamme.
So that when we come to services,
että Jumala avaisi sanansa.
We can pray that God would open his word.
Että me saisimme siitä.
That God would open his word. So that we would receive nourishment for our own souls. Those crumbs of grace, those little words that we need, which are exactly what we need at that moment, exactly for the situation in life we find ourselves in. We can pray to God that he would open his word. But we can also have conversations with fellow believers. Having those smaller services. These are big services which we rejoice in. And we are happy and content that we get to participate here and walk this journey together.
Se on niin turvallista.
Together with other children of God. That feels so safe. I'd like to also mention, since we are a family like this, and God's family, this whole congregation who has gathered here,
olimme perjantai lauantai välisenä yönä.
On the night between Friday and Saturday.
Kenttäaikuisen tehtävässä.
With my dear friend Jussi.
Kohtasimme matalalla.
Doing the task as
nuoria. Ja juttelimme heidän kanssaan monenlaisia
keskusteluja. Caretaker in the evening on the service field. We met some young people in a casual setting and had all kinds of conversations with them. It was nice and wonderful to realize that many young people, the vast majority of them, who hang out here in the evenings and perhaps even into the night, are young believers and want to attend services and have genuine faith. Many wonderful low-threshold casual encounters and conversations. Thank you, young, for that. And remember, dear youth, that if sometimes you are faced in life with a situation that you would not have the strength to believe, or you do not see any point in all of this, remember that God will always take care of you. God does not abandon anyone. He wants us to always face towards him, looking in that direction where he is looking at us, just as God looked at Peter when he had denied him. There was nothing accusatory or oppressive in that gaze. It was a merciful and loving gaze towards the fallen one. Remember, young people, and us all,
meistä pitää huolen ja antaa meille matkaystäviä, saattomiehiä.
That God is the one who takes care of us and gives us traveling companions and escorts on heaven's way. That is why it is safe to believe
Jumalan armoon
and to trust in the grace of God.
Erityisistä. Meidän keskuudessamme
a few words
erityislapsia.
Seurauksena
on myös erityisperheitä,
about those erityissisaruksia. Ones with special needs amongst us.
Kysyttiin Jeesukselta, kuka teki synnin, että hän syntyi sokeana.
Jesus was asked who sinned, the man or his parents, that he was born blind.
Hän eivätkä hänen vanhempansa.
Niin Jesus responded, neither he nor his parents. It has happened so that the works of God might be revealed.
Suhtautua erilaisuuteen ja lähimmäisiin niin kuin on opetettu, lähimmäiseen niin kuin itseemme.
May we treat diversity in our neighbors as we have been taught, to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to support them and our families as well.
Erityislasten vanhemmat saisivat kokea sitä turvallisuutta.
That all those parents of children with a special needs would feel that sense of security and love.
Jumala antakoon näihinkin meille
that we have been able to experience in our own homes.
Ja sellaista näköalaa, että me saamme olla Jumalan.
May God grant us wisdom and strength for these things as well, that we may marvel at God's work and bring forth God's works.
Tänä aamuna.
Dear brothers and sisters, this morning, you may remain safely believing. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins forgiven. Safely believing and trusting, and to love each other in our everyday life, to rejoice in the company of fellow believers.
Jumalan suurta perhettä ja työtä.
In which we get to be a part of God's great family and his work. On that journey, where one end, those saints have already reached, they us in our earthly journey, and them there in heaven, you may securely believe all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood. Let us remain safely in faith. In Jesus' name, amen.